Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist and wears many hats. One of them is the economist for the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well today, Kemp. Thank you very much.
You did release your Architectural Billings Index. Those people who follow that real closely, we saw a little dip in April, and that was concerning. But in May, it heated up and was actually pretty robust, right?
No, absolutely. And on a more timely basis, Kemp, we just released our June number this morning. And that, again, was above 50, 51.6 to be specific. So we now have 10 of the past 11 months have been positive in terms of design activity at architecture firms. So that certainly is looking very encouraging for an eventual stronger upturn in non-residential construction activity.
Okay. So the June number was what?
51.6.
Okay. So down slightly from May, but still above 50.
Yes, exactly. A little bit slower growth in May, but 50 is the real significant threshold there, because anything above 50 indicates that we're seeing an increase in design activity at architecture firms nationally, and more design means 9 to 12 months more construction.
And so your take on that is that we're having a slow, steady upward recovery in this area.
Yeah, I think that would be the take. It's been our Billings Index has been bouncing around between negative and positive really for the past several years. We haven't had a stretch like this where we've had so many positive months over a one-year period. So I think we're encouraged that, you know, maybe we can see a little less bumping around and a little more sustained increase in construction activity. Not a really strong rebound, but at least positive numbers in the months ahead.
And talk about the new project inquiry, which is another little subset of that.
Yeah, we do independently measure the inquiries that are showing up at architecture firms for potential new work. The number for June was 62.6. That's a very strong number and an acceleration over the pace that we saw in May. So it does seem like there's more work percolating out there, that more and more folks are thinking about getting back engaged, developers, corporate accounts, and other folks getting involved in building construction activity and starting to talk about to their architecture firm about getting work started on that.
You know, in our business, we slice this commercial market in about five or six vertical sectors. Do you look at those as far as, you know, education, hospitality, government?
Well, we certainly do. For this effort, we keep those categories a little broader. So we have commercial, industrial is one category, and that's generally sort of private sector activity. That would be offices, hotel, commercial space, manufacturing activities, distribution activities, in contrast to another broad non-residential building category, which we call institutional. Institutional would be education and healthcare, the biggest pieces, but government, corrections, cultural facilities, religious facilities, amusement and recreation facilities, generally things where there's a public or nonprofit owner involved in it. And those two sectors tend to move differently. When we see an upturn, we tend to see it on the private side first. Well, incomes grow and tax revenue grow, so local towns can rebuild their schools and folks can reinvest in healthcare facilities. And the institutional market's been a little slower and recovering, but seeing some stronger numbers coming out of there too. So I think that's part of the reason for our optimism, is that we're seeing it on the commercial side and now seeing it on the institutional side. So it's a little more broadly based.
Okay, but most of the things I'm hearing is that the private sector is stronger than the government sector, especially with this sequester movement, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. And that tends to be a little bit of generally what we see. And when we see construction cycles unfold, we tend to see it first in housing, second in private, non-residential commercials, you suggested, thirdly in institutional. So I think some unique problems on the institutional side, but I think it's also the way these cycles historically have unfolded.
Well, you just mentioned housing. Let's go to that. You also, another hat you wear is you're with the group that works on the Joint Center for Housing Studies, and you just released your annual State of the Nation's Housing, or about a month ago you did. I haven't talked to you since then, so why don't you give us a quick summary of that?
Sure. more. You're absolutely correct. Every June, we put out a report called the State of the Nation's Housing Report, where we look very broadly at what's going on in the housing sector, both from a private business side as well as a more public policy side. And we've seen a good solid recovery finally on the private side. We're seeing housing starts at look like they're going to be about 1 million this year, 1 million starts annually on a national basis. We were seeing 2 million starts before the downturn, and we have seen over the last several decades somewhere between 1.5, 1.6, 1.7 million starts a year. So we've got a long ways to go, but considering we were down closer to a half a million in 2009 when we hit a bottom, we do think that we're moving in a very productive direction. And that's largely because of a pickup in house prices in most markets across the country. With the increase in house prices, owners have more equity, so they're feeling better about things. They can reinvest in their homes, so we're seeing a turn up in home improvement activity as a result of that. And I think most importantly, it's lifting a lot of these folks that were underwater in their mortgages, that they owed more in their home than it was worth in terms of market value, lifting more of them out of that so they can, in fact, sell their home and move if should they desire to do so. They're not locked in their homes as they have been for the last several years. So we're seeing this market unthaw, and we're seeing a good, healthy recovery on the private side.
Yeah, you actually gave a number in the report. It was 10.4 million homes that were underwater, which is down considerably from middle recession, right?
Yeah, and we were at a peak. We were have about 30% of all owners with mortgages were underwater with their mortgage. You know, the number is still a lot bigger than it should be. It's still about 20%, but every percentage increase we see in house prices, we do see more and more folks lifted up and back above water with their mortgage. So that's a very encouraging sign.
Yeah, you know, Bernanke's been talking about this housing market being the engine. Are you concerned? You know, there's two things we've seen. The interest rates are up, home values are up. Are you concerned that housing gets out of the reach of affordability?
Well, that's certainly a concern. I think we still have a long ways to go before we reach that level of concern, though. I mean, mortgages have been ticking up. On the other hand, you can get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for under 4% now, I think, in most parts of the country. So by historical standards, still very attractive. And house prices, as we talked about, certainly that does increase the affordability concern. On the other hand, I think it gives folks comfort that if they do take the plunge and buy a home, that, in fact, it might be worth more next year than it is now, that prices are trending up. And I think that's very important for households to decide to get back in. And that's been a big problem with the housing market. A lot of younger households who weren't around to realize the benefits of house price appreciation over the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s see that housing can go both ways, and they've seen it go more down than up. And so I think there's a lot of nervousness there in terms of households getting back in the market. And in fact, a lot of them are currently choosing to rent. That's putting a lot of pressure on rents. And I think the biggest affordability concern now is not home buying, but it's really in rental markets. A lot of renters seeing these rent prices pick up are forced to spend 35, 40, 45, 50% of their income on rents. And that's a real problem in some of the hotter markets across the country.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the update. So again, we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist, about both the commercial market and the residential market. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.